If it's very good for growing things, it's very
what, rich.
Okay, what about the stuff that he puts on the soil to enrich it? You call that?
Fertilizer.
Okay, what about an adjective from that? The soil is very...
Fertilized. No.
Okay, just...
Fertile. Ah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, gotcha.
Like charades. One word. Have you ever heard of low-lying land that's good land that might have had water on it at one time but to put to cultivation later?
A name for that?
Yeah.
A valley? I don't know.
Do you know bottom land?
Well, I've heard that before, but...
Not sure what it was. Mm-hmm. Say it for me.
Bottom land.
What is... When people around here talk about the Delta, what do they mean?
They mean, it's land that was... It's been deposited by the flow of the Mississippi River, the floods.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it'll flood, it'll drop some more soil.
Is that good land?
Very good land. Mm-hmm.
Say that for me?
What's that?
What we're talking about.
Delta?
Okay. Would people around here ever use the word meadow?
Meadow?
Yeah.
Not really.
Gee, you know what would that mean to you if somebody said it?
It'd be a field.
Just a field.
Yeah.
Okay. What about land that's not good for much anything because it has water standing on it all the time, got trees growing out of it, beaver dams in it?
Swamp.
Does marsh mean anything to you?
Means about the same thing.
As a
swamp.
Yeah. Say that for me.
Marsh.
All right. Any names for particularly good soil or particularly poor soil that you've heard?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Say if a man has water on a piece of land and wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say they're doing what to get the water off the land?
Draining.
Okay. And the thing they dig to take the water off?
Drainage ditch.
Okay. What about a little bit of fresh water flowing along? What would you call that?
Just a little bit of brook.
All right. Is anything smaller than a brook?
Let's see. Stream's bigger than a brook.
Okay.
I guess.
Anything bigger than a stream?
River.
All right. Where would creek fit in?
Creek would be in between those two.
Stream and a river.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the creeks around here have proper names?
Some do.
Can you think of any right offhand?
Town Creek.
What name?
Town Creek.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Okay. What about rivers in the area?
Pearl. And... See, that's the only big one around here. Yazoo River. We've got some river names now. Tangapahoa.
Can you say that again?
Tangapahoa. Big Black. That's a creek. That's a river and a creek.
I can't hear river and a creek. Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Let me see. What else do we got? Bogalusa River. Yes, a river. Tom Bigby, you should know about that one.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. I guess that's about it.
Okay. What would you call a place in the land that's been eaten out by water flowing along until, say, it gets about 10 feet across, 10 feet deep?
A gully.
Okay. Does a ravine mean anything to you?
About the same thing.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
Ravine.
If you're going up a slight rise in the land, you say you're going up a little...
Hill?
Okay. Now, to open that door, you have to turn the door.
No.
Have you ever heard people around here call a hill a knob?
Not really. I've heard of